The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom
106.5. Welcome back, TNT. 9:11 exactly in the nation's capital. So welcome if you're just logging on to Freedom 106.5 FM via the internet on Facebook, freedom106.5fm.com, or on Instagram as well. We are on all platforms, streaming live, so welcome to it. In studio with me, I have Mr. J.D. Morgan. He's a poet and author, and here to talk about his beautiful book. I like the cover. I like how it's looking on, you know, how it's presented. J.D. Morgan, The Silent Love, a collection of thoughts and imagery conveyed through words. So welcome to Freedom.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I have to tease you, because the first time that I saw your name, I was like, I wonder if you're related to J.P. Morgan, but you could probably give us some financial advice as well.
If only.
So tell me a little bit about who J.D. Morgan is, where you started, you know, where you were born.
Right. I'm actually a Jamaican. I've been in Trinidad almost 16 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Way I started writing was because actually I had an incident in the gym, and I was immobilized and couldn't focus for quite a while.
Okay.
And one of my creative friends told me, why not try to write?
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to slow down my mind. So as a reason, the poems.
So give you something else to occupy your mind rather than go into the direction of who is me, oh gosh, I can't, you know, move, I can't do this, I can't do that.
And it's a way to express myself because I'm actually a very quiet person, so I tend to text more than actually use my voice.
Mm-hmm.
So with the way with poetry, that helps me to communicate with my friends and family a bit more.
Okay. So what was life like in Jamaica as opposed to TNT? I mean, would you have known the two styles? Were you in Jamaica long enough to remember?
I was in Jamaica until I was 16.
Well, you see, I kind of don't want to guess your age. You know what I mean?
Yes, I'm a bit on the, well, mid-30s right now.
Okay.
Trinidad is a home away from home, so it's very similar. Just the food is a bit different. I miss my food very much.
Jamaica.
So the main story behind the book, well, is the incident, and also like it's a way for me to communicate with myself and to others. At this time as well, I had a muse. Very interesting woman, a person of interest that brought out that side of me a bit more.
Wait, no, you're not gonna get around that. We have to come back to that. You said you had a muse.
Yes, so to speak.
So the definition of the word muse is a person who inspires you, who brings out whether, depending on which direction or space you're in, bring out the light or the dark within your art. So this particular muse, you want to tell us a little bit about her?
And not even be aware as much, but just being in the presence of her brought out a bit more of my words. The book actually contains a bit, like at least talks or speak to rather more than one muse, because it's over a period of time. When this book was written, there was one particular muse that brought out most of the poems. And the muse in its sense is also not just the person, but could also be the moon and the sun.
Yeah. And environment and nature.
Right. Because I love to hike. So that was one thing I did then, especially when I got through rehab. Went to psychologists, physiotherapy, and all of that helped me through along with my writing.
So one of the quotes, because he gave me two lovely bookmarks, thank you so much, and a copy of the book as well. And one of the quotes to the back of it is, an imprint of who we are a reflection of who we are, a part that stays in the heart with the world. I like that. It's deep at the same time. At the same time, it's poignant as well. And another quote here I'm seeing: to some, you are just an afterthought. To me, you were my first breath of fresh air. Is that your muse?
Yes, that was definitely directed to her.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely directed to her. Unfortunately, nothing went my way with that one, but still, I don't mind.
At least it gives you a warm feeling in your heart when you think about her.
Yes.
He's blushing, y'all. I wish you... Well, we're broadcasting live on internet as well. So, yes, she's probably seeing you right now. That's if she knows that you're here. Well, let's get to the book, The Silent Love. There are some quotes in it as well. Let me just randomly choose one. And we can... Actually, you read your favorite.
My favorite.
Yes. And then I will choose one and we could speak on that as well.
My favorite... I have so many favorites in this book, actually.
Mm.
But my main favorite is... Yes, this one. It's called Summer Kisses to Autumn's Cheeks. The beat in my heart skipped many streets, gleeful as summer's kisses to autumn's cheeks. For the time we spent together, though it was not romantic, allowed my heart to grow to love you. The ray of sunshine bursting through the window pane, sweet as a Sunday melting on cherry red lips. In your eyes, I saw the desire to be heard, and at the mere thought of your voice, my ears hearkened. So I listened attentively whenever you spoke, with the wing singing melodies of delight in the air, portentous as cloudbursts quenching a parched tongue. To the skies, I still dream.
Yeah, that will have us blushing for sure. So do you remember the moment that it actually came to you that you wanted to be a writer as opposed to, well, we know that mostly Jamaican culture and Trini culture is to be in entertainment, be a performer. Why a writer?
I think it's because of my introverted nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been told that I had a way with words, right? But I never really studied, and I never really talked much.
Mm-hmm.
So I never went that way. And then, funny enough, my mother recently told me I actually wanted to be a songwriter from when I was growing up. I said that. So never know, just now.
So I guess it's still songwriting, because I'm sure that some of these, if it is that you really put pen to paper and music, it can be a love song.
Yes.
Yeah? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a moment to choose one of the poems and come back to you, Freedom 106.5 FM, and we will take some calls as well to speak to a few people, find out how they're feeling about the piece that you just read, and if they have any persons who would like to get a copy, we will talk more about that right after this. All right, stay tuned.
Tune in to Benjamins with Old Space. Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. for a program that educates and is solution-based. Space tackles the issues that matter to you, providing a platform to speak your mind and find solutions. That's Betterments with Base, with a focus on education and resolution. This is all about making things better for you. You can reach us via phone and WhatsApp to share your thoughts and find solutions to the issues that matter to you. So if you want to make a difference and have your voice heard, tune into Freedom 106.5 FM and join us for Betterments with Bass, Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Better for you. Only on Freedom 106.5 FM, where we believe that your voice matters.
Your mind matters. Join Freedom 106.5 FM and Trinidad and Tobago Association of Psychologists every Tuesday from 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon for Mind Matters. Each week, we feature in-depth conversations about mental health issues, self-care, relationship dynamics, and strategies for personal growth with a combination of expert advice, interactive segments, and questions from the audience. Feel safe, understood, and empowered to improve your mental well-being with Mind Matters on Freedom 106.5 FM every Tuesday from 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon.
Only ready to start this carnival season. Get ready to pump when the party starts.
The number one rated carnival entertainment show on CNC3.
Enjoy fet updates.
Pumping with the carnival stars.
Carnival history from Kaiso to Old Mars.
Get ready to sing what you like and think fast as you enjoy spontaneous moments with your favorite artists.
No one does party like us. So who's ready to pump when the party starts?
Friday nights at 8 p.m. with repeat shows on Sundays 5:15 p.m.
Tuesdays from 9 p.m. on CNC3.
Follow CNC3 social media and YouTube pages for weekly episodes and watch CNC3 newscasts for special features. Because Carnival is we.
The party starts. Brought to you by Alka-Seltzer Boost,
Linda's Bakery,
and Ansa Motors.
This is The Human Impact on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
922. So, off air, we were talking a little bit about future plans and so on, but I wanted to come back to the name of the book. Why did you choose this name?
All right. So I researched on the internet, the book was going to be named something to do with sunflower. I did a research, and I think roses and so forth, they have meanings behind them.
Yeah.
And I saw on our Chinese website where the sunflower meant the silent love. So I took it on myself to use that. And also, it also represents myself in the sense that I'm silent and I tend to show my love in a silent way as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily to show off, so to speak. And as well, there's some great mythology in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
About there's this goddess, Clytie. She was in love with a god, and the god was in love with someone else, and she did something unthinkable, and they found out, and they vanished her to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So that she could watch, but she could never be with
the person.
Yeah, so all she could do is just watch across the sky wherever you do, whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then that dates back to sunflowers as well. Young buds tend to follow the sun across the sky.
Yeah, during the day, and it actually follows. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't know that story, so that is a new one for me.
Yes.
So it's a Greek goddess.
Yes.
All right.
I'm not too sure. I don't exactly remember the name of the god, but I do remember the goddess was name was Clytie.
All right. So let me choose one of the pieces that you have in this one. Let's take a look at this one. A flicker of light, a whisper in my ear, but there's no one around. Flashes before my eyes, memories playing out loud. Time never seemed more precious. I travel to the past in years gone by. Lessons I've learned as a man give with no fear. A sound in a dark room, there I sit alone. I cherish every moment displayed on the wall like a mural of something risque. Words of a friend in the past, lessons I've learned as a man. Enjoy life as it happens. So what inspired you to do this particular piece?
Right. I'm basically reflecting on several conversations one of my best friends and I would have.
Mm-hmm.
She's always given me these insightful advice, which is exactly when I said, give without fear,
mm-hmm.
love, and so forth. So at that time, I was reflecting on those moments.
Yeah.
And it brought me through that period of time as well.
Well, one of the comments you made as well is that you were always genuine within that interaction that brought you to bring this to life, or at least the piece that you read. You know, yeah. Your intentions were genuine. It didn't quite work out, but you said that you would never change. You know, Do you think at this point in time you understand your love language? The way you express yourself?
Yes, it's quality time. We don't have to talk, but being in your presence does a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Services like to do stuff for each other. Like you have a receiving love language and you have a giving love language.
Mm-hmm.
So with my giving love language, I like to do things for people.
Yeah, acts of service.
You're right. And as I said, my main love language is quality of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, so quality of time for you would be something like, as I said, sitting quietly in the same space. Don't really have to talk much.
Yeah.
But you're in the same space, sharing that energy. You said you like hiking, so I guess going out in the outdoors would be one.
Outdoors, as long as we're doing something together, that would be my day.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's grocery shopping?
Even if it's grocery shopping.
He blushes.
I'll compromise.
You don't like doing that, being in public? Or is it that you prefer to be at home?
I am a homebody. I don't like too much crowds. But once I get enough time to prepare myself, I'll gladly go.
You will make that sacrifice?
Yes.
So future plans for Mr. J.D. Morgan, what do you have in mind?
Right. I do have a follow-up book, The Silent Love. The title is actually The Vault of Heaven. And right now the manuscript is about 98%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just being reviewed. I'm not exactly sure when exactly I'll release it, because mm-hmm. I tend to like things to be perfect. It took me 5 years to write just these collection of poems, and even at the end I was like, are you sure you want to release this? There's still some changes to be had.
Okay. And have you done books before this one?
No. So The Silent Love would be my first book.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, I have a second book, and I actually have a third book that won't be a part of The Silent Love in itself is supposed to be like a 3-book series, right? But I have few ideas for other books, which I've already started selecting poems, and additionally started writing few pages for a novel.
Sketches, outlines, basically.
Yes.
All right. And in terms of how you went about learning the craft, is there like advice you'd want to give young writers out there? Like who did you choose as a mentor, or did you go to school? What was that process like?
I did not go to school. I must comment about the school thing, because I was terrible with literature in high school.
Serious?
Yes. I did CXC and I failed.
Oh no. But that's in the past, so
yes,
we're not going to stress
in
that. Yeah.
That is in the past. So, so one of the friends that would have given me advice was Zav, a musician from Tobago. He just told me to write. I wasn't thinking about anything to do with books. I was just thinking about my mental health. So I just wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, I was working crap in the beginning, but eventually things have started to flow.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my, could say cousin-in-law, she saw some of my poems. She had a friend who wrote a colleague rather who wrote a book, and she put me on to her, and she told me her experiences, how she self-published. I used a self-publishing company in the US, and I'm still quite confused about the process itself, but you know, I still got it completed
step by step. Yeah.
Yes. And then eventually I just started meeting more and more people, and things just taken off from
actually writing poems. Do you journal a lot?
This is even funny enough. I do not. I cannot stick to journaling for more than 2 weeks.
Okay.
But somehow poems seem to stick much better.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, if you're journaling, you're going to be a bit more detailed with day-to-day stuff and so forth.
Yeah.
But with the poems, I'm a bit more free to express myself.
Mm-hmm.
And just these words, that one word could have many meanings to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell you about a paragraph from just that one line.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the way that is.
Well, I like how the presentation of the book, it gives it a more ethereal kind of feel. You know, this is a book that you sit down in your nice quiet room, put some candles on, probably some music if you can, and, you know, read to the one that is, as you say, the love of your life, you know? He blushes. Yes. Let me tell you something. This dude blushing right through.
No, the love of your life is also myself.
Yeah. No, so, whoever it is at that point in time that you're sharing the space with, that was, what's the word I'm looking for, that was able to be in your space, who was allowed into your space to actually share that time. So there are things like, I see this one called Butterfly Effect. Lingers in my dreams, lingers between the seams, lingers onto the reams. Nothing is as it seems, a race against the tides. So you have like haikus and longer poems in here as well.
Yes.
All right. And the lasting thought that you would like to leave with anyone reading this book, what would you like them to take away from this?
Well, it's... At the end of the day, the book is a letter to myself, so I like you to interpret it in your own perspective. There's no right or wrong way to interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
And to try to learn something from it. I'm sure there's something you will learn. You learn the way that I dealt with my problems through the poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Once you reflect on each poem, you will realize how to move about. And don't be afraid to also ask for help. Mm. There are genuine people that will support you. Reach out to them. I know it's hard, but try. Even if you just had to send one text, that will start a lasting conversation.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is, it's so refreshing to hear it from a male perspective in terms of putting yourself out there, because, you know, they didn't really like to open up too much, right? You all like to keep things under wraps from time to time. But the expression from a male author is quite refreshing. Because, you know, you mostly find women writing books like this.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right. JD, thank you so much for coming today and sharing with us. As you said, you have another book coming out. Is it possible to see these pieces online? Where can they find you?
Yes. So I am on Instagram at J.D_Morgan
mm-hmm.
_ writes, on Facebook as J.D. Morgan, and on TikTok as well as J.D_Morgan_ writes,
mm-hmm.
as well as I do have a website at J.D.Morgan.com, and you can get the book at Scribbles and Quills mm-hmm. in Chaguanas, The Borough Bookshop in Coover, Shock and Stock Booksellers in West Mall, and the Metropolitan Bookstore on Arapita Avenue.
So another one as well?
Yes. Right. And the JD Collection on Frederick Street, as well as you can get online on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the ebook, hardcover, and mm-hmm. softcover. Only the softcover is available in Trinidad at the moment.
Okay, because you have the hard cover there. I've got the soft cover one, which is, like I said, I like how it was packaged and put together. And I appreciate my bookmarkers as well. Yeah?
Yes.
So I think this would be the theme song to go with the book, JD. So I'm going to leave this one with you.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.